Betty Lockery Hoag on August the 27th, 1965, interviewing a husband and wife team of artists, Edwin Churchman, spelled EDWINCHURCHMAN, and Mrs. Churchman, who is Isabel Schultz Churchman, spelled ISABELLE. Schultz, SCHULTZ, in their home in Pacific Beach, which is just out of San Diego. The Churchmans met each other on the project, so I know that's one thing they're going to say was wonderful about it. They were both in the diorama section in San Diego, and I'm not sure what Mr. Churchman is doing now, but I know that Mrs. Churchman is doing some beautiful sculpturing, because I saw two of her pieces in Balboa Park yesterday, which were very interesting, and I hope we'll have time to talk about on the tape. So before we talk about the project period, which is what I'm mainly supposed to be finding out about from you, I'd like to ask you a little about your own lives. Mrs. Churchman, will you tell me when, where you were born?
I was born in Baltimore, Maryland in 1896.
And what is your birth date?
April 20th. And I came to California. Well, I studied back east. I came to California with 3 degrees.
You did?
One from Teachers College, Columbia University. And I had also a BS degree from there. And then after that, I studied sculpture at the Reinhardt School of Sculpture in Baltimore, and won a traveling scholarship from there for 6 weeks in Europe. Then came to, I had a teaching job in Baltimore, but decided I'd come to visit my aunt and uncle in San Diego. And I fell in love with San Diego and decided to stay. Unfortunately, however, it was the beginning of depression, and I found that none of my degrees were of any value.
even teaching
in the public schools, because they required 2 years of residence, and I didn't have 2 years. And also an extra degree, I mean an extra course.
Yes, education.
So I was out of luck as far as public schools, and private schools. I did get a little position with the Balmer School in La Jolla.
Balmer,
B-A-L-M-E-R.
Thank you.
I taught the 5th grade and art in this little school. Now quite a large school, but at that time we only had about 5 children in the 5th grade. And the second year I was here, they could not afford another year of 5th grade, so they reduced me to the art, which was quite a very small salary. So I was really down in depression.
Yes.
I did babysitting and waiting on the tables in the Wind and Sea Hotel at times, and also helped people in any way I could. Ladies who needed sort of home care, I cooked for them and took them in. So I had a little home near here in Bird Rock, and sort of made my way that way. But when I came to not having any money for the rent, someone from the project stopped by and said, "Well, why don't you come down with us?"
Oh, that must have been a godsend.
It was just a godsend. I went down there, and here were all my friends. I hadn't known anything about this. So here were all my friends, and I got into this lovely artwork and enjoyed it, and had enough to eat.
Now, did you present your own work to be accepted? Was that the way it was done here?
Well, they knew my work, and they simply interviewed me as to my financial status. And they found out I needed the project very badly, so they took me on. And I did lovely work with dioramas. I made little figures, something like I'm making now, 8 inches.